Welcome back to the Basement Yard. My name is Joe Santagato, and if you're new to the show, that's fine. On this show, we just come here and we talk some shit, usually I'm with my friends and family. Today, I'm joined by my brother Keith and my buddy Greg. Nice.
I've never done. Yeah.
I don't really know what that was.
Let's go.
But whatever. This show is also now available on full screen. It's a talk show. You can watch it. Last week, we filmed an episode with Davino that you could probably watch right now. He was hammered.
Wasn't looking at visibly the right camera hammered at all, and I almost did the same fucking thing.
Visibly hammered. But yeah, if you go to fullscreen.com/basementyard, you can watch it. You can sign up, and you get the first month free if you put in the promo code BASEMENT. Also, there's going to be a 15-minute extra show afterwards that is available on full screen. And that's only available on full screen. So go watch that. A lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, today, joined by these fuckers. Greg, of course, I do Other People's Lives with, the other podcast where we just interview people that we found on like Craigslist and
the people of the internet.
The people of the internet.
I think that is fucking great.
It is. Today we talked to a furry, which I was really excited about because I've been wanting to dive into that shit for so long.
He's been talking about furries every day for like 6 months.
I just picture it and
let me ask you something. When you think of furry, what do you think?
A lot of hair.
No.
like a vintage 70s porno.
Do you know what furries are?
I know what it is.
What is it?
It's like you're dressed up as like a fucking chipmunk and fuck the other one.
See, that's a common misconception. But the first thing I thought...
What, wrong?
Yeah, you're wrong.
I mean, you're not... Technically, you're not wrong. It's not... There's more to it. It's just not, you know...
There's more in depth.
It's not just chipmunks. There's also, like, you know...
Lynx.
Lynx and...
Foxes.
Lynx.
Foxes, yeah.
Goats.
Goats?
Yeah.
He said horses. His favorite animal was a monkey. That's what he would
Wait,
be.
So you could just dress up as anything?
Yeah, you could just go
like
for it.
Frog or, like, anything you want?
Yeah, it's
You
kinda...
create a personality, and then you get a custom costume to match.
So you're, like, role-playing, kind of.
Yeah.
It's role-playing. And you go to, like, conventions, like Comic-Con.
Yeah.
It's a community.
Exactly.
All right.
That's really interesting. But when I was younger and I heard the first time I heard furry, I thought it was just like bushy pubic hair.
Or that
like people who were were just growing it out on purpose.
Right.
Or that talking fucking owl looking thing.
The fuck?
A Furby.
Oh. Wow, I haven't seen one of those since fucking 1988.
I don't ever want to see one. They're creepy.
You kind of look like one, I'll be honest. With the facial hair now, it's coming in, it's getting orange.
Those things definitely recorded everything.
Do you know, probably in one of these cameras... Sure.
That's how they were keeping track of us.
What?
Everyone had a Furby, so...
There were definitely cameras in the eyes.
Oh, yeah. That's like the webcam thing. The fucking government's watching you.
The microwave.
Yeah. One of the guys who produces this show, he opened his laptop the other day. He had the webcam taped off. Like, you're fucking one of those people?
Yeah.
Do you tape your webcam?
No. I know people who do, though.
Do you guys tape your webcam?
No, bro. Yes. I don't care. I totally
You tape your webcam?
Yeah.
Why?
Just they might be watching. Honestly,
but what are you doing?
Yeah,
are you murdering?
Yeah, seriously, like.
Did you not see the episode of Black Mirror where they fucking?
Which one? I just started that show not too long ago. I'm like not that deep into
Black
it, but.
Black Mirror.
Yeah.
But wait, no.
It gets weird.
Here's my thing. If I'm tape like, why am I taping? If they're gonna watch me jerk off, like okay. Sorry, you got me. That's not like they're gonna put it out.
Slipping.
Yeah. That probably is most people's fear too.
What? Watching
they're
me jerk
like,
off?
Oh, it's the government, but. They're probably just afraid.
And then you end up on YouTube. Like that's how it works.
Yeah, but I'm
or
sure,
RedTube.
I'm sure you get some royalties or something from that, right?
No, man.
Personal experience is like,
trust
like
me.
No, dude. No, I don't care if people watch me jerk off. I mean, I do, but not if they're like working for the government and shit.
I was gonna say, like, you don't care, like, at all?
I'm not like murdering in my house. Also, who jerks off on with laptops and stuff? You don't use your phone?
Yeah, I use my phone.
I would say 90% of the times I jerk.
No, 97%. I went on a spree where I use my phone because you remember that? You get like that FBI warning.
It pops up and it's like, you gotta pay us money.
I shit my pants.
Yo, time out. Keith.
I actually called you.
He called me.
I was like, yo.
He goes, I got a fucking problem.
I was like, yo, this is embarrassing, but.
He goes, yo, I got this. Because what they say is that you're looking at child porn.
Yeah,
and I'm
yeah.
like, no. I was like, wait a minute. Let's go through the history.
He's like, Joe, I swear to God, I was looking at child porn.
Yeah, every time like, I see teen in the fucking description now,
now he's MILFs and nothing yeah.
less. Grandma yeah. porn only. Yeah. I'm staying safe.
GILFs and higher.
What's higher than that?
Who corpses. Knows? Great GILF. Great GILF.
Did you say corpses?
I did. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Is that even like a genre?
You guys don't jerk off to frame pictures of your girlfriend, though?
I was going to say you don't jerk off to corpses.
Framed? You say, would you say?
I thought he was going to say you don't jerk off to corpses.
What'd you say?
Framed pictures of your girlfriend.
I don't have a girlfriend.
What, is she watching this and you're going to like, bikini. You're like, oh, babe, look what I said. You definitely, like, that'd be funny, though, if you did have a framed picture of your girlfriend who was naked. That's just like on an end table next to a candle.
It would just be weird
candle.
To have a framed picture anyway.
Yeah. If you're still jerking off to pictures, there's something completely
or
wrong.
Or like magazines.
That's, now, see, like, yeah. like, a magazine just can't do it for you.
No. Not, no pictures. Let it move. At least be a GIF.
I might get a chub.
At least be a, like a GIF, you know? Right. Something that's moving.
Like a holographic picture where it's somewhat moving.
Shine it in the light.
Holographic Pokemon card.
Yeah, exactly. No, but yeah. What were we talking about?
I don't fucking
know. Oh, furries.
Furries.
And then I went into Furby, and then we went into porn. Who knows?
This is going to take a turn. I can tell this episode's going to be a fucking disaster already. Furries, but yeah, I thought it was just people who were just growing out their fucking
pubic
bush.
Hair, yeah.
Which, I thought it was like Alvin and the Chipmunks.
I feel like you haven't shaved your dick since like.
Not yet.
Like 1997.
I got like a Colin Kaepernick haircut.
I believe you.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. It's laziness.
Do you buzz?
Buzz? Nah. I used to shave. Like a fucking idiot.
See that?
I cut myself too.
This is what,
as opposed to like a razor.
Razor?
Yeah, cut the sack, and I was like, it was a.
You tried to shave your
like
sack?
Shaving
yeah.
cream? I don't even use a razor.
Like
on
I
my
just
face.
Have sex every day.
Wait, why are you shaving your sack?
I don't know. To be honest, weird face.
No, how's that?
How
possible?
Much hairs on your actual balls?
Cause like, I don't even really want to go into detail with this.
I do.
It's gonna
I
get
wanted
weird.
To know. Yeah, I would love to know this. How do you even shave your balls?
Because
first
like,
of all, if you're not
on,
familiar
Joe.
With balls,
I got a great,
it's just like a wrinkly fucking
you need
mess.
It to be really
hold
cold
on. I have
so
a great
get, like,
thing of like how it goes, all right?
Here we go.
Like.
Here we go.
Like, a, like you know, like canvases where they stretch out like an animal fur?
No.
Sorry, an animal
sorry,
fur?
Not an animal skin?
Yeah.
So, like, they have it, like, as straight as possible.
How many
so
hands
can
do
paint
you have?
On it.
Like a wagon.
I gotta kind of, like, do that.
Who helps
to
you?
Shave it. Because then otherwise, my sack will just get in between, like, all five fucking razors.
Right.
And then there goes my nutsack.
No wonder. So your dick is probably a mess.
I don't think guys shave their balls
it's
with
been
razors.
Through a couple of wars,
no, you
I guess.
Don't.
No.
That's the thing. You're psychotic.
You're gonna start rumors about guys. Like that's
what?
No one shaves their. No one does that.
Porn dudes do, bro.
They don't shave their dick.
Hold on.
Know what they do? They nair.
Nair.
Yeah.
What?
Nair. It's probably like nair is probably acid on like a really low level.
I heard it
level.
Burns. I've never done it, but I'm sure that's how they do it. There's no way porn dudes are shaving. They're just like you don't even see follicles.
No, hair doesn't even grow anymore.
You can get it like
laser.
Laser or some
hair
shit,
removal.
No? By the way, I'm coming off as, like, the weirdest fucking person right now.
Why? Because you shave your balls? I mean, I used to shave, but I retired that long ago.
Not bald yet. Eagle?
It took
I
too
don't
much
go
effort.
Bald eagle.
Because, like, after 3 days, you're like, I gotta fucking do this again?
Yeah. It's got a 5 o'clock shadow.
I ain't doing
because
that again.
You start shaving, and it's cool, and then 2 days later, it starts growing again, and you're like, it's all itchy down there.
It's,
and you can't shave and, like, go play basketball or anything like that. You
like
gotta shave and just chill.
It's like the movie Santa Claus, where he shaves in the mirror, and then it fucking grows right back.
It's exactly like that. Now they just buzz, and it'll look like it's been sitting on the couch all week.
Not yet, mine is...
You gotta figure it
out
at that point.
It's curly... It's weird.
I think most people.
I'm gonna have a hard time buzzing.
Yeah, who's got straight
locks?
Long locks that you can braid.
I gotta get out like a weed whacker to get this thing out.
Keith, I'm just honestly blown away by the shit that comes out of your mouth.
I'm sorry.
By the
you
way,
brought up
this is gonna sound very weird. Okay?
Not but weird I as I just said.
Listen, I'm going to take a poll in the room, and I just want everyone to be honest with me, okay? Have you ever jerked off to just, like, masturbation porn? Like, a chick just masturbating?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, solo?
Like yeah, like a solo.
Nah, man.
See, here's the thing, right?
He needs a lot going on.
See, this is my thing,
at
right?
At least
this is
three
funny.
People.
Yeah.
It's like, funny. Like a gangbang.
Solo? Fuck out of here. No, but here's my thing.
What is this music in the background?
I was thinking of it, and I'm like, because I hate that. Like, if I click on a video, and it's just a girl, and like, whatever, I click on it because she has her tits are out. I'm like, oh, sick, this looks dope. And then I start skipping through, and then there's not a dick.
Wait, you don't...
I'm like, fuck this.
You don't preview it?
But then do you question yourself, like... Why yeah. do I need a dick?
At the end of the day, I'm like, the dick makes the porn.
What's the super bad line? Is it super bad? About vaginas by themselves?
Oh,
I don't know. Is that super bad?
I don't know.
Like, have you ever seen a vagina by itself? Like,
oh, weird. Yeah, they're like, it's gross.
Yeah, not for me.
Oh, yeah, not for me. Yeah, I don't know. But that was just like a weird thing I discovered the other day. I was like, is this
you
like...
You just discovered that?
Like, what? What is this? Yeah. No, because someone brought it up, and I was thinking, I was like, dude, if I'm scrolling through, and I'm like,
I mean, it's
no guy in this one, I'm out.
It's never my first choice.
No, yeah, it's always
I mean,
accident.
It might land there, but
who's
no
going
lot.
Out of the
Why
room
do you
to watch
think that,
that
is?
What?
Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
Because you want to feel like you're doing it.
It's,
hold on. I love how these are like, some of them are like 50 minutes. Who the fuck watches the whole 50 minutes?
I'm sure there's people who do.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. With porn, there's people who do.
I'd have a blister after that.
No, yeah, you do. Unless you're just watching to watch. You know, maybe one of these guys are like critiquing the lighting or whatever. You know, like, look at these fucking shit.
Production quality of porn.
What the fuck is this? Oh, God. All right. I got to do some sponsors here.
My hands are
First one, we got MVMT watches. All right, here we go. So they sent me a watch, MVMT.
You're not wearing it.
I'm not wearing it.
It's movement.
What
is that? Movement?
It's movement, yeah.
Good job.
But it's MVMT. What do you want me to say? Keith, good job. We'll figure that one out.
Got that one.
Nothing gets by this something, bitch. Black on black, very nice. Revolutionary watches. With over 1 million watches sold to customers in 160 countries around the world, MVMT Watches has solidified itself as the world's fastest growing company. The company was started by two broke college kids.
They're always broke.
Right? I mean, who's in college and rich?
Stories
you think that we're broke?
Yeah.
Alright.
What do you mean?
Don't take this away from them.
Yeah, I know.
Don't take this away. They made a successful company.
Because I will be the one doing that.
Movement watches start at just $95 at a department store. You're looking at $400 to $500. Classic design, quality construction, and styled minimalism. Hard to say. Over 1 million watches sold in over 160 countries. Get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to mvmtwatches.com/basement. That's mvmtwatches/basement. The next sponsor we have here is MeUndies.
Hey!
Which we were talking about before the fucking episode started, which I always say now when I do these reads, I completely threw out my entire underwear drawer and only have MeUndies.
I have it, thank
Because they send me care packages.
Because I never had underwear.
One time.
Here we go.
Really quick. It was my 18th birthday. A stripper pulled me on stage and pulled my boxers off while I still had my jeans on.
How's that possible?
Exactly. I don't know.
Wait,
she
they,
ripped
were
them
were
off
they
you?
Ripped?
Yeah. Were they ripped?
Yeah, they were ripped after. But I didn't feel it.
Was this the strongest stripper in the whole
know.
Fucking world?
Jesus Christ.
She just gorilla gripped it and ripped that bitch out?
I don't know. I just like had a flashback when you said
that. Yeah, you look blown away. Yeah. Like it just
because
happened
still,
right
I
now.
I still don't know how that happened.
He's checking. Wait a minute.
That wouldn't happen with MeUndies.
I would have gave her $1,000 of that. Yeah. No, it would never happen with MeUndies. You know why? No, but MeUndies, they're made of some shit that I can't pronounce. That's 3 times softer than cotton, which I'm pretty sure this
what's 3 times
script,
softer than cotton?
This shit. It's what called micromodal, I think. What does it matter? You don't fucking... What, are you going to go out and buy material and make your own?
I wanted you to say the word. Fuck you.
All right. It's a fabric that's 3 times softer than cotton, but I'm pretty sure it used to be twice as soft as cotton in the old thing, so I guess it's getting softer or whatever the fuck's going on.
By the day.
They're actually really comfortable. I only get the briefs, though. Don't get the fucking other shit. Don't do it. I'm telling you right now.
What other
shit? You
want
to keep, like I'm done with boxers. I'm done. Things era. Bounce out. They all,
you look like terrible. You were a late bloomer from Tidy Whiteys. Am I wrong?
No. I mean, yeah.
Am I wrong? Nah.
I meant to say yeah.
Here we go.
I've been boxers since I was 9 or 10.
Okay. You can save time and money each month with a monthly subscription. And if you're not ready for a subscription, that's okay. You can still save. That's because MeUndies is offering 20% off your first pair. Just use our special URL, MeUndies.com/basement, and get 20% off your first pair. Wow, that is redundant.
First pair?
Again, MeUndies.com/basement. 20% off your first pair. All right, anyway. All right, so now we're going to get into the main topic of this podcast. I pulled an article from EliteDaily.com.
Who are they?
Great website. I don't work there.
Greg works there. I used to work there.
That's how we met.
And then I quit.
I didn't work there.
That's how we met. Yeah, Keith didn't work there.
There's no shot I worked there.
And he
was
never
busy shaving
you.
His balls somewhere. He couldn't make it.
I was actually a... Never mind.
Why are you giving serious answers? Actually, no, I was not shaving my balls. Anyway, so it's 15 sex world records, which... I'm excited to hear.
I really am, too.
How many do you hold?
A little more than 15.
All in the shaved balls category.
I don't have enough figures. Fingers. Fucking what? Idiot.
What's up? Said, what'd you do with your fingers?
I said, is I don't this have part enough fingers.
What?
This is just depressing. I can't say this word.
Fingers?
I don't have enough fingers.
Oh.
To do what?
Yeah, that was a tough sentence.
I know.
That definitely... That'll take you a couple times.
Oh, I get it. Fingers to count, not fingers to...
Greg actually holds... Greg actually holds a world record.
And I'm double-fisting myself and Greg.
Okay.
Let's edit that out.
Greg actually holds a world record.
It's not a fact, but I probably do.
No, yeah. I mean, in this room, I would assume.
Yeah.
Unless someone's... doing something else.
Yeah, well, this isn't easy to talk about.
Well, I just said a lot of dumb shit, so...
Oh, no.
Keith just told us he stretches his balls out and shaves them, so this is kind of easy now. This is a full-blown therapy session at this point.
I'm going to start crying.
I need a therapy after this. So, we'll set the scene. I'll tell the story before I say what the record is.
Okay.
So... let's go back to...
Let's set the scene.
You don't even know this story.
I don't want to know it.
So I'm in college. So the scene is... it's kind of like this, except...
There's a set. People with lights and shit.
Lots of camera. No. A couple people hanging out. It's like me and four of my friends in my dorm room. Mm-hmm. And this girl that I was seeing... not really seeing. I met her on campus. And she brings three of her friends. So you got the ratio good.
All right.
Yeah.
Were they
there's,
hot?
There's Not a too. Bottle. There's a...
No, they never are. That was a joke.
Not the friends.
That's what I'm saying. The friends
are
never.
Because the guy's
hot.
Always the dick. He has the hottest one.
Yeah.
And then
and
she
And here's my
her
friends.
Friends
and... Whoa.
Yeah.
But then you have to keep them company. And
yeah,
so that,
I get it.
That's, yeah. That's
yeah,
what's
the wingman.
Going on.
It's where the wingmen come in.
Right. So we're passing around a bottle. Who knows? We're passing around a bottle. Everyone drinking. So... I met this girl like once, maybe.
Yeah.
And you know those girls who are like, they want one thing. So we're sitting on my bed.
What does that mean?
Well,
dick?
We're sitting on my
penis?
Bed.
Oh, okay.
She whispers
more
in my ear.
More of the bottle.
We have to have sex. Like, we have to have sex. Like,
no,
right there. Just people. So I'm like, there's like, we're hanging out with everyone. There's no one to have sex with.
Oh.
Like, she's like, right now.
Oh, in the room?
In the room, yeah.
Like, with everyone?
With everyone.
She whispers.
She wanted an
audience. I want to have sex.
Well, I don't know about that.
She's like, let's go somewhere.
Yeah, like, right. Where do you want to have sex
not
right now?
Not right here.
Right in the quad.
So she's like, bathroom. She's whispering bathroom. I'm like, all right. So we get up, walk to the bathroom. It's obvious what's going on. So we're in the bathroom, right?
Guy's bathroom or girl's bathroom?
Well, it was a dorm room bathroom. So.
Oh, so it was like one of those co-ed like joints.
Yeah, all right.
No, it was like in
the room. What did you say?
It was in the room. So it was like 2 feet away.
Oh,
like
okay.
It was obvious.
Oh, yeah. It was so, like 7 minutes in heaven.
Yeah.
BJ, curtains for a door.
Dare dorm. Seen that porno too.
I want to go to those dorms.
Okay. What's
so going to the bathroom. I sit on the toilet for some reason. That's just your natural instinct.
Real quick, gotta take a shit.
When you're in the bathroom.
Hold on.
It's just like, I'll position myself where I normally do.
Right.
And she, condom, she gets on top. So I'm sitting on a toilet. She's on top. It's obvious what we're doing. So like 4 minutes into this, maybe, it's like, it's really wet. And like, you know when a girl's wet.
Right.
But girls don't like leak. So I'm like, this thing, like, someone turned the faucet on. There's no way I'm this good. Oh. Something's going on. So I decide to look down. I shit you not. My legs and the bathroom floor are just covered in blood.
Oh, my
what
fucking
God. What the
fuck?
Covered. I know. This took a turn. Covered in blood.
This took a turn.
Did she die?
It's like something out of the blood? Bible.
No, I know. It sounds like I'm exaggerating, but it was.
Wait. Wait, how much? You said her legs and
yeah.
The floor?
My thighs were covered, my hands were covered, and
how many quarts?
Dripping.
Are you sure it wasn't
floor?
Like that fake blood you can buy at during Halloween?
It sounds like the scene from The Shining where it comes around the fucking corner.
Tidal wave. It's a lie. It's the most blood I've ever seen in my life in one place. I swear to God. I mean, there's not many situations where
you can counter
see
blood.
A lot of blood.
Yeah, I guess so.
That was
dude,
the
that
most.
I'd be like, what the fuck?
No, I would have cried. I would just cried right there.
Yeah.
You would have cried.
Like immediately.
I would have called a lawyer. I didn't do it.
Yeah. Well,
she's
so
lying.
I start screaming.
She starts screaming.
No, I start screaming.
Oh.
Now was it a girl scream or?
I scream. She latches on and says,
"This is
keep
awful.
Going." It's natural.
No,
looking
she
me in the eyes. Yeah.
She said, keep going. It's natural.
It's natural. So.
She's like, yeah, who's going to clean up this fucking natural yeah. murder scene right here afterwards?
It's natural.
Get the hell off.
Which technically, like, it is natural, but.
Obviously,
yeah.
But.
It's not natural.
It's not
natural
a natural
to
situation.
Continue having sex in a pool of someone's blood.
Right.
That's coming out of their body. So
God.
I lift her off of me, kick the door open.
I would have threw her.
I swear I'm naked. I'm covered in blood, and I run from the bathroom back to the dorm room where everyone's hanging out and
stop.
Drinking, screaming, like, oh, my God. So they probably think that I murdered this poor girl
yeah.
in the bathroom. So her friends get up, like, what's going on? My friends get up. My one roommate pulls me into the shower. He's like, what's going on? I'm, like, freaking out. He's trying to calm me down. This girl's in the bathroom just, like, sitting in the corner with
smoking
the blood all over
it.
With the blood all over. My third roommate walks by, looks in the bathroom, sees all the blood on the floor, throws up immediately, and passes out in his own vomit. I have eyewitnesses to this, okay, if no one believes this. Like,
dude.
I swear this happened. Like, my other friend knocked on the door to come in to hang out
this
with us.
Should
and
sees
this
should be news.
This
should be
say,
on the news.
That could have got a billion views on YouTube
yeah,
if it was
well,
all filmed.
Who's filming that?
You know,
who
you just,
can put...
Hold on.
This girl basically almost died.
Hold on. You're not filming what the fuck's going on with him. You're just filming, like, yeah, whatever, fucking around in the dorm room.
Oh,
and then he
out.
Runs out. Oh, my God.
Keeps directing.
Yeah.
You're not filming that. You're filming here. You're getting a wide.
It comes out looking like William Wallace after a fucking massacre.
There you go.
It was. It was a massacre.
So wait. So, oh God. Wait, you were naked?
Yeah.
You ran out naked.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do.
Isn't there a shower in there? That would have
well,
been my first
my
thing.
My roommate, like, sent me in the shower after that, and I, like, so,
yeah, but I'm
off,
saying
got...
you,
dude.
Instead of going to the shower,
your
or, like,
sucks.
Sink splashing or something, you ran out
dude.
And went,
this could have turned
in hindsight,
into the...
yes, but put yourself in that situation.
Oh, no, I'd be dead.
This could have turned into the night of.
I would have just kept slamming my head against the wall until I bled out.
Wow.
Then there would have been... equally as much blood on the floor.
More.
First of all, that's a lot. Am I crazy to think? I mean, I don't really know how periods go down exactly. Like, I don't know the amount.
Well, that's the thing. Is like, yeah, it It can't be that much.
No shot.
Look, this is the fucked up
They just
part.
Wear little fucking tampons in there.
This is the fucked up
like,
part.
Go about their day. It's not like you're leaking blood all over.
Yeah, you can ride a bike and shit, but if you're fucking flowing.
So what is that?
Hold on. This is the fucked up part is she said this is natural. So keep this going. Means she's done this multiple times.
Repeat
offender,
maybe.
You think?
Thousands of times.
That could be her thing.
Yeah.
That's why she knew. She's like, we have to have
she
sex
was planning.
Now.
Yes.
I don't care
she
where
knew.
We are.
She's like, we have to have sex now.
He's
going to
remember me.
Show you.
He's going to remember me for the rest of my life.
Yes, he will.
Yeah.
He's going to tell this on the basement yard one day.
The best. Oh, my God.
Keyword basement.
I was in, if my girlfriend watches this too, I was in Central Park with my girlfriend like a year ago, and I walked past her, and she didn't see me, and I didn't say anything.
Oh, man.
I was just like,
remember me, period, girl. Like, what do you say?
Greg, I bled on you. You remember?
I'm supposed to be your new girlfriend.
I scarred you.
So, but I finally calmed down. I kind of felt bad for her a little bit. I don't know. I thought it was traumatic,
why?
But now
bad.
I'm...
She said
I feel
it's...
bad. It's natural.
Yeah.
Well, so she got her friends, like, cleaned her up.
Friends cleaned her up. These are the best friends in
right?
the fucking world.
Oh fuck, she did this again.
It wasn't like she was drunk. Dude, fix yourself.
One of them's mopping it out. Fuck. Again.
Double wipe you, don't worry. Go, don't worry.
And the whole time my friend's passed out in his vomit right outside the bathroom.
Wait, like
and none
first,
of you guys helped him.
Like face first in the vomit?
Head near the vomit.
Oh.
Close to.
See, I got a thing with blood too. I'm not crazy about it.
I don't
know if I'm.
See, I don't. It doesn't bother me at all. Blood.
I don't know if it's like pass out worthy, but I definitely don't like it.
No, it's not fun.
Like I'm okay with my blood. Like I know people get cuts on their hand, like oh, and they go crazy. But like if this guy is just bleeding all over the desk, I'm like, all right,
let's relax.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff in here that I could get. Like, or whatever, you know? What? Blood's like,
that's
I don't
nice.
Know.
What, 911?
I'm not getting my period for at least 2 weeks, bro.
That's not
I know,
nice.
You're a little moody earlier.
Yeah, who knows? It could happen.
So I walk outside with this girl to, like, end the night.
There's more to this fucking story!
Hold on, you walked outside with her!
Oh, we're almost halfway through. Walked outside, because I'm a gentleman, and I walked her out. Because maybe it was embarrassing for
Post-murder.
Her.
Post-murder?
Yeah. So, like, I'm walking out there. It's like, nice to see you. Obviously, I'm never going to see this girl
again. You said,
again.
Nice
yeah.
to see you?
Nice to whatever.
Yeah. Nice to bleed on you.
Lucky to be alive.
Nice to be your human tampon.
Yeah.
You walk outside.
Now we're blood brothers.
She looks me dead in the eyes, and she says, I like you a lot. I don't want to see you talk to any other girls on campus. And walks away.
Yeah.
Never talk to her again.
And then I would have been like, gave her a handshake, my psycho.
She was from the Bronx, though. So
I would have transferred fucking schools.
Yeah. Just drop out of college.
I probably would have moved to a different
I would have switched my major after that.
She's going to find you.
So
I'd find you.
Man, I really want to know what this girl looks like, so I never run into her. She said she's walking around Central Park.
Imagine
she's
you
out
have,
there.
Imagine
she's,
you
she's out there, and she's bleeding on other fucking people.
And I'm saying this now, so all the guys...
I'm trying to help.
It's an epidemic.
There's no other victim.
Wait, what the fuck does this have to do with a record?
Right. So, you
most
think that...
blood in
no,
one area?
No.
I've dealt with the most blood.
Per square.
Right.
So, you think that's traumatizing enough, right? So where the world record comes in is this experience happens. The next day I sit down. I'm like, Greg, like, calm down a little. You're living this college life, maybe a little too extreme. There's blood flowing. Like, maybe you need to meet a nice girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to settle down.
Less bloody.
Someone who's not going to, you know, bleed on you. So like a week later or something, I end up meeting this girl through one of my friends through college.
Of course.
And I'm like, wow, nice, wholesome girl. Like... You know what? Like, let me give this a shot.
I don't like where this is going because you're like making it sound so nice.
Wholesome.
She was. It was.
She's
it was
wholesome.
Nice.
Did she take a shit on you or something?
So.
Oh, God.
I don't know what's worse.
Nah, dude, a shit story. I can't.
That's
take.
Probably that's worse.
No, yeah. All right, let's hear it.
That's
though.
Worse. So, fast forward. I'm like I know I'm like gonna end up dating this girl. So mm-hmm. At the time, like a lot of guys, I think I'd never gone down on a girl
because
you're like. Tongue virginity is sacred for some reason when you're younger. Like, no, you're not like that? No, I'm getting a lot.
No, I mean, I get, yeah, but like when you say it like that, it just makes me feel weird.
Yeah, like it's
your
like
tongue virginity is very. I just didn't even know that was a phrase until you said it. You know,
it's
you're
fucking
getting,
tongue, man.
You don't. Yeah, I'm not out here tongue in the crowd.
You don't do that to every girl, which is
no.
It's
no.
A double standard because we expect blowjobs to just happen like that, but
yeah,
we don't
yeah,
that.
No.
But
that's a given.
I was in that phase, so I'm like. You know what? This is such a nice girl. She's so different from the one who bled on me that I'm gonna.
So.
That, like, I'm doing it. Like, this is the girl that I'm gonna.
Here we go.
Lose my. Take the chastity belt off my tongue. So, finally go to this girl's house, have it all planned out. And she lived in, like, the basement, and, like, her parents were upstairs. So, go to her house, we're talking, blah, blah, blah. I, like, studied shit online, too. Like, you're supposed to make the alphabet
what?
With your tongue. I don't know.
You Googled?
Yeah, I was like, I was young.
You were in college.
Yeah, but I'd never done it before.
You Googled, like, how do you...
Yeah, and
it's
you
like
got
American
you
Pie.
Do that.
You have, like, a
you
book.
You gotta do the alphabet.
It's a book.
He's reading the book while doing it.
Wait, hold on. Okay.
So, we're in her room. Time finally comes. I'm like, it's going down.
It's pussy eating time, dog.
Lick the lights. Head first dive. Onto the bed.
Wait.
Yeah.
You dove?
I don't know. So I'm going at it, spelling the alphabet. Then I'm like, oh, wait, if I could do this, I could spell anything I want. So I'm like spelling my name.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it's like moistness goes from like, you know, 1 to 100.
Greg.
And I'm like, wow. Like, has spelling Greg with your tongue been like the secret? Like this all this time, like I'm killing it.
The key to everything.
And then,
oh no,
the taste of pennies.
Oh no,
copper.
She had pennies in there.
No, just starts creeping in to the taste buds.
Looking her coin purse. Come on.
I'm like, hold on 1 second. Are you okay? I think, but I don't know.
She said, "I think, but I don't know."
She knows.
She knows.
Stand up.
Listen,
lights
if you're
on.
Getting your vagina licked, you're in a good place, you know?
That's why she...
Are you okay?
That's
yeah,
why
I'm
she,
great.
That's why
this
she,
is awesome.
That's why she gave that answer. I don't know, but keep going.
Well,
if I had a knife in my chest and I was getting blown, he's like, you're right? Yeah, I'm good. Do what you think. Do
yeah, thing. But something felt a little off.
What are you
right,
talking about?
So she knew.
She knew.
She knew it was going down.
So lights go on, and the white mattress is now red. Literally, actually, probably more blood than the bathroom.
What?
It might.
You are fucking
much.
With the most bleedy people.
Yeah, you bring
her,
out.
Is that a word?
You bring out. You bring out the blood in them.
Is bleeding her, a thing?
Her legs are covered. The bed is just soaked with blood. I look into her mirror and my mouth is just.
So you look like a
stain.
You look like a modern day vampire.
Just stained. It's like American Psycho.
Like Leonardo DiCaprio in The Revenant.
Yeah.
Eating
yeah.
a bison fucking liver. Oh my
Greg.
God. That was 2 in a row?
So, back to the world record. Back to back. Back to back bleeders. 2 different girls.
What was the next girl like?
She
that
shit.
Must have been the worst thing ever.
She was
you
a
must
shitter.
Have had gloves and a hazmat
well, I ended
suit.
Up dating that girl for like 4 years or something.
Oh my god.
You dated the bleeder.
Well, once you
four
drink
years?
Their blood, like, what do you do from there?
How can it get worse?
Yeah.
So I feel like
we just went through the worst.
It's like, yeah, that's it. I'll
yeah.
be at your house for Christmas. And
did you get sick?
No.
I know I would have thrown up.
I just ran upstairs to the bathroom and just, I was...
Did you get...
You didn't run into the living room to their parents?
Do that. No.
It's his trademark.
I mean, he was clothed at the time, but he took his clothes off.
It's Greg's trademark, covered in blood, naked, running into a room.
At the time, I mean, I get it, like, I've matured. Periods happen. It's not, like, the grossest thing.
You've been through hell.
It's
dude.
Up there.
You've been through hell.
But how does that happen? Like,
back to
I just, I, girl, like, do you know when you're having your period?
They know, dude. First of all, there's like a cycle.
Yeah.
Okay. They can they know the day. There's apps. They can.
Yeah.
They know what time.
I mean, again, he's in college.
6 or 7 a.m.
Apps then.
Yeah, there was yeah.
Yeah.
He had like a flip phone or one of those.
But still, you know when shit's going
right?
on.
So.
Yeah. Even when it's coming, they feel different.
Dude, you heard It's Natural and I Don't Know?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm okay. Well, usually.
The two dumbest responses.
Well, the two biggest of those situations.
The two biggest, ready?
Red flags.
Da-dum.
You're welcome.
Wow.
That's why I have a show.
I challenge.
Because I can say shit like that.
And look
that
what's on his shirt, right?
Red too. This is all connected. Wow. Jesus Christ.
I challenge anyone out there, though, to have that experience back to back.
More bloods.
There's no
I can guarantee you no one wants to go through that.
I don't think anyone
unless they're into that.
People have to willingly do it.
Yeah.
Well, did you ever have period sex with that girl afterwards?
No, I've never actually... Yeah, I've never had period sex.
Oh, babe, you're on your period?
I've never had intentional period sex.
I feel like girls, like, test the waters with the guy.
Yeah.
And like, oh, he's down for that shit. And then once you agree once... It's like you're having period sex every fucking month.
Yeah, it's like now you can't get out of it.
I've never done it. That's
the game's
so weird.
On. She's like, yeah, well, I'm bleeding. So
we did a straight 365 days.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Hit every cycle.
At that point, I mean, you could do anything. Now.
And I don't want to have period sex. Like,
I don't like blood. I just have a thing. I just don't like blood.
Not you, too.
It's too real.
It's too bloody. I can't even, like,
when he
it's
said,
blood.
When he said pennies, I just thought of when I get a nosebleed.
And that's what you, yeah.
You taste that, right?
I mean, I had a bad nose, it's a fucking nosebleed. It's not a, you remember that? I woke up, in the middle of the night, I had a really bad nosebleed. Both nostrils just didn't realize.
This kid nosebleeds like a coghead.
Is that why your beard is red?
Like he's blowing lines every Thursday.
No, I broke my nose.
That's why his beard is red.
I broke my nose like four times. So like it just bleeds when it wants to now.
Wow.
It's come to that point. And no, I did.
Yeah.
All right. But what was it? I woke up. It was like 6 a.m. And this whole half of my pillow is just soaked with blood. Soaked.
I mean,
I had blood all over my face.
I feel nothing for you.
Dude.
Like, what do you want me to say?
I had blood all over my face. I tried to, like, get up to wash myself. I was so weak. I was like, fuck.
Yeah. Dude, I can't even, like... Oh. I hate this conversation.
I'm sorry.
The fact that, like, someone else's blood hitting my mouth is just... can't do
it. Dude, if someone's blood hit my shoe, I'd throw my fucking shoes out. I'm serious. I've done it.
And that's why they call me
playing
the
playing a basketball game, some kid's elbow. It was elbow blood.
Oh, you're
hit my shoe. I was like, well, these are going in the garbage now. I don't like blood.
Don't knock it till you try it. No, never try it.
I'm never going to try it.
Never,
like, on purpose.
I still think about it, like, before doing anything.
You can do anything. You know what I mean? Like, dude, two people bled on me.
Oh, that's not how I think about it. I'm like scared every time I'm about to.
Can accomplish my dreams? You could put anything. You could do your mind. What did I just say?
I have to make it clear. It is not the girl I'm dating now. That's important.
Oh yeah, that's good. Nobody knows who the fuck you're dating anyway. Anyway, let's get to the sex world records. Okay, first one here. Longest masturbation session.
Oh my god.
And it was. You guys know it, right?
No.
I forget.
What is it?
It's 9 hours, 58 minutes.
What?
9 hours.
Does that mean you just jerk straight?
I can't play video games for 9 hours.
Dude, I can't
sleep.
That's more than a work day.
I can't even sleep that long.
Yeah.
No, I can sleep that long. Who the fuck am I kidding? I slept that much last night. No, but 9 hours, 58 minutes. What does your dick look like after that?
No breaks?
Dude, I would have rubbed my dick off.
That's fucking nuts.
You do have many layers of skin, so you just run through.
Yeah, but eventually you get to, like,
right, really,
run out of skin.
I really gotta pee. Like, it's not okay. I really gotta go.
So go pee. All
right.
I don't give a fuck. Get the fuck out of here.
Sorry, sound guy. You're gonna hear the stream.
Should we just keep going?
Yeah.
Fuck it, let's just
keep going. Fuck it, I'll walk it. I don't
give a
shit.
You're missing out.
Where's
oh my
the bathroom?
God, please, can we play the stream? This kid's got us. No, time out.
No,
are you
no.
guys rolling? Yo, please stay. And let the audio roll. This kid's stream is absurd. Watch. You can probably hear from here.
There it is.
He's the left. Dude, this kid, I'm
like
not
a
kidding.
Horse?
In my mom's house, we could be sitting on the couch, and the bathroom's all the way upstairs. And with the door closed, and we're all the way downstairs, that distance,
It sounds like he's pissing in your fucking ear.
This stream is absurd.
It sounds like, you know when you kink a hose? And then you let it go, so it's like... It's literally like that.
I can't
it's
wait insane. To hear this played back.
No, I can't wait to hear it either, because it's going to be so clear. Oh my god, what a disaster.
Oh my god, my pants don't fucking fit anymore.
You didn't wash your hands or flush?
Yeah, I fucking flushed.
You can't lie, you're mic'd up.
You didn't wash your hands, though.
I didn't wash my hands.
No, who washes their hands in the comfort of
home? I'm not a fucking employee. I don't have to wash my hands.
I'm not sound guy. Do you wash your hands every time you pee in your house?
Not every time, but I do.
Majority.
I don't wash my hands when I pee in my own place.
Who does that?
I know, like, how clean or dirty my dick is at all times. If I take a dump, obviously I'm washing my hands.
Yo, my pants are just so much looser after that one.
I don't. What does that mean?
Like your bladder was like.
Yeah. How big is your bladder?
Who fucking knows? It How was old really.
It's your bladder's like.
That's a prostate, dickhead.
Same thing.
No, right? That's not.
It's got to do with your dick. Sorry, I'm not a doctor. Okay. I just have a show. I don't do exams. I'm sorry. Anyway, 9 hours 58 minutes.
Long time.
Dude, very long time.
That's too long.
Your dick is beet red and a fucking mess.
You could run 2 fucking marathons in that time.
You probably could. Jesus. What was the most times you jerked off in one day?
Well, Greg, you say it first.
I don't have an exciting answer.
Mine's like...
a sick day or something?
4...
3?
3? You live a fucking awful life. 3. He was laughing at you. He was like, 3. What a fucking asshole.
Did 3 while I was here? Not.
Did 3 in the bathroom just now?
I think it was like 5 or 6.
That means 9. Okay. Yeah.
Keith Math.
I did like 5.
Keith Math, you times 9.
Yeah, exactly.
No, because you start, like, you question your life and you're like, I'm what? Such a degenerate, like,
yeah, masturbating?
I can't go again.
That's when you go right into number 4.
And that's what helps you. That helps you forget about it.
Like, well, I'm depressed, so I
already
well
did 3. Already did 3. I'm not going to, like, go to a deeper level of hell. Fuck it. But by number 4, your dick hurts like crazy.
Oh, it does.
It's just not fun.
It's like trying to, like...
Just getting the boner, it hurts. Yeah. You got to fight past it.
Oh, my
it.
God. I hate that. Once you get past the tears, it all feels good.
Yeah. Well, once you start seeing blood, then you stop.
All right, most orgasms in a day. Zara Richardson sets the record with over 500 orgasms in a single 24-hour period.
What?
500.
That's got to hurt.
After
a while.
What are you, just yelling all day?
What is she
500.
On?
500.
Yeah, but I feel like for some girls, it could just...
What is that machine
like that.
Called? A Sibian?
Yeah.
Is she on a Sibian the whole fucking day?
Wait, hold on. I have to do the math.
She's at work, just buzzing.
For hours in a day.
Dude, 20.8.
Or you ever see those?
20.8 what? Hours?
20.8 orgasms every hour.
Okay.
So that's less than every 3 seconds. Wait, you said 20 every hour?
20.8 every hour.
20.8 every hour. That's less than... That's 1 every 3 minutes.
That's you're awake that's, all 24 hours.
Yeah.
True.
Hey.
Wow.
You know what? I'm not even going to get into that realm.
I feel like he knows
this
something.
This guy knows. Yeah.
Like, they're just doing
yeah,
a tour.
Yeah, but...
They're just doing a tour while she's sleeping.
You got to take a nap. You got to eat, right?
Wow.
Yeah, this girl's done. I mean,
you have to be trying to set a record for that.
I mean, this is kind of off topic, but there is a guy
that fucked up
his back.
She has the thing.
Yeah.
It's persistent sexual arousal syndrome.
Good job.
They couldn't get a more, like, scientific
But there's, yeah, there's a guy that has that, too.
A lot of sex arousal syndrome. They couldn't, like, call it some other shit. But, yeah, they just have orgasms. Yeah, was a guy who...
That guy, he
back.
Slipped a disc in his back, and it caused him to just have random orgasms.
Yeah.
Wow.
That sucks.
Dude, they were interviewing him. It was like the most uncomfortable thing I've ever watched. He's just going and he's just...
I've seen that before.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
Next, we got world's oldest pair of twin prostitutes.
That's so specific.
They were 70.
Wait, do they come as a pair or like they're like
I see
on different corners?
Come as a pair.
Yeah.
Come, C-U-M.
Put out
Can
a
we
gun.
Get a graphic?
come.
Not on me.
Just squirting.
Don't put it on me.
Holy shit. 70? Who's banging 70-year-olds? Twins for the story? Okay. I get it, I guess. Jesus Christ. World's largest natural breasts.
Ooh. Like Z? Like what? Where does it go?
They're a size, naturally,
747s.
102 triple Z. Oh, each of her breasts weighs 56 pounds. That's a fourth grader.
Dude.
A fourth grade child. How does she walk around?
No, back problems for days.
No, her back's shot.
Is she bedridden?
No, she's up and about.
Damn, she's got a good core.
She's
got a really good core.
Oh, she could probably deadlift like you would not believe. Sure. You gotta support all that weight all day.
Dude, if she lifts the bar, she's doing like four times her body weight.
Dude, think about lifting her tits.
You could probably throw your shoulder at
112 pounds.
You could definitely I would dislocate one of my shoulders.
You could bench that.
But you can't, because all the weight is, like, kind of...
Yeah.
You ever try to, like, lift a kettlebell?
Or, like...
It moves on you.
Or, like, a bag
tits,
of...
forget about
or, like,
it.
A bag of water. Like, a bag of water, try to, like, get it out of the pool. It's kind
of
hard.
Get a bag of water out of the...
Not a bag of water, like... You know what? You ever fucked around in the pool? And you have, like, a big thing of, like a container of water?
A bag of water?
It was almost as worse as a bag of sand.
Oh man, your analogies need work.
So does my mic.
Okay, world's largest gangbang.
Now wow. Oh yeah.
I'm not being anything, but this is definitely Asian, or we'll call it Chinese.
I'm not being anything. Stereotyping, you mean?
There we go.
Back in 2004, porn star Lisa Sparks, which I will look up to confirm her ethnicity. Lisa Sparks is not Asian. So
I thought it was
you were wrong.
Oh, it was gangbang. Whoa.
What'd you think I said?
I heard something else. Okay. I heard, what is it called?
Bukkake?
Orgy.
That's the same thing. No,
it's not.
What's the difference between a gangbang and a bukkake?
Because there's girls and there's a lot of girls and a lot of guys.
Okay, there's a team effort here. Okay.
Yeah.
Lisa Sparks had sex with 919 guys at the third annual World Gangbang Championship.
919?
World Gangbang Championship.
Are you shitting me?
Who commentates that?
How long did that take?
Is this like a single elimination?
Which ESPN
bracket?
Is that?
Hold on, if she just did a pee-pee touch, this is going on for at least 4 hours.
Wait, how do you have sex with 919 guys and have a vagina still afterwards?
Just line up.
That is legit that hot dog through a hallway.
That's a lot of
is she taking
penis?
Like six at a
hot
time?
Hot dog into a volcano.
Imagine being number 919.
Yeah, right?
At that point, you're going to, you know...
I want to interview that guy.
Yeah, right? He had like a tent set up in his sleeping bag.
He's like, yeah, it was all right, I guess. It was all right, you know. Okay. Oldest male porn star.
Hmm. What's
it's
a picture?
A gif of an old guy just doing this. I don't know what the fuck it is.
What
anyway.
Is going on with that?
Oh, God. This guy's Asian.
Oh, yeah.
Shigeo. Actually, I don't know if he's Asian.
You're gonna look him up?
I'm looking up Shigeo.
How old is he?
He, hold on. Yeah, he's Japanese. I'm right, you're wrong.
Nailed it.
Shigeo Todoka. Okay. He started working in porn when he was 59. Late bloomer. Mm. Way back in 94. He's currently 82. I guess he's still fucking.
He's gotta be.
Damn.
So... this record's going to be
that answers
to be
your question of who sleeps with the twin prostitutes, the 70-year-olds.
No, he's probably banging like 19-year-olds. That's what happens.
Would you watch that?
No. That's got to be like so.
I don't want to see an old dick.
Don't even count, man. Japanese, they blur his dick.
That's true too.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. Why the fuck do they do that?
Why do they do that?
They're trying to suck me into
there?
A fucking
the poor
another
girls.
Porn site like.
That's
1999,
so
you can watch anything you ever wanted. It's like,
how
okay.
insecure can you be that you need all these dicks blurred? And why am I complaining about it again? That's the second time this fucking old
the girl is not blurred at all.
I was like, if there's no dick, I hate the porn.
and the goddamn Japanese keep blurring their dicks. It's bullshit. All right. World's oldest virgin. Clara.
It was a woman.
Oh.
It was a woman. Which is weird because I have this theory that when you're born a woman, you also get this card and it says, I want to have sex right now. And you can play it at any time. At any time you want. It doesn't lose its value. You just get it. But anyway.
Greg.
What?
It worked on Greg.
There you go.
Jesus.
It's natural.
We need to have sex now.
How do you say no? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, right.
I need to bleed now. Sorry. Too soon. Too late? One of those.
Oh, man.
Just right.
Passed away as a virgin.
No.
So never got to experience the good old penis. Wow. 108 years old.
Is it weird that, like, my heart just sunk?
That's very, yeah, why?
Do you think she masturbated?
I think she...
I feel like she didn't.
I feel like she... Who doesn't do that?
But then why wouldn't she just have sex? Like, she didn't have a dildo ever.
I don't know about dildo.
But then why didn't she have sex if she masturbated?
Apparently she said she was too busy for a relationship.
Yeah, she was masturbating four times a day.
You can go out and get pee-pee anywhere, though. At what age do you give up? Like, you're a virgin, and then you hit this age, and you're just kind of like, oh, well, I'm just going to pack it in now.
When Social Security kicks in, I guess.
Yeah, 62,
63. 65, I think.
No, 62 is Social Security, right?
Here we go. Oldest prostitute. 82-year-old hooker named Grandma was arrested in 2001 in Taipei, Taiwan. Which isn't Japanese, but, you know.
You know.
Honestly, oh, never mind.
I'm Grandma?
Sure. Yeah.
So what did they say? Let's go to Grandma's house?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I don't know who's picking her up.
Yeah, right.
Like, if you're going to get a prostitute, like, you're not going to get, like, a hot
dude,
one.
You can't come over. My grandma's here.
It's kind of the perfect cover. If you meet her in person.
That's probably why she was popular.
Still not worth it, though. I'd rather go to jail.
Oh, no, no, sir. She's my grandma.
Sir,
and it didn't work that well because she got arrested.
Yeah, she did. I don't know what she was doing. Anyway, world's largest orgy held in 2006 by the Japanese.
You're
they
are
onto sweeping
something.
The porn Olympics right now. 250 men and 250 women.
I would just be like, it's...
At least it's even.
See, I think...
Yeah, you only
shit.
Have to have sex with one person.
The gangbang was like 1,000 people there. Like, Jesus.
Yeah. Dude, what?
Yeah,
dude,
that's nothing.
500 people in a room. First off, it's hot as shit in
is this
there.
You
can't
do that
pump
in a
enough
room.
AC in there.
Yeah, it's
got,
if it's an orgy, it's got to be in the same place.
You either
there's
have
so
a...
much friction going on in that room.
And you just switch partners, probably. And
dude, I don't know. But this sounds like they had to call the city and be like, we need to block off the road. And they had a block party.
A block
and
party.
Yeah, that's like,
there's
party.
No room that big.
Where
you
do
have
you
to
hold,
be in a park.
Yeah, where do you hold that? Where do you hold
a
like
stadium.
Something like that?
Go to MetLife.
Right
on the 50-yard line.
50,000 fans going to watch it.
Yeah, here you go. Would you go to watch it?
What?
I don't know if I would.
What?
No. I wouldn't tell anyone if I was.
500 sure. people have sex at the same time?
It must be something. It must smell a little funky. I'll tell you that.
Oh, my God, dude.
And does anyone, like, stand out? Do you have a favorite player? Like, what? I don't know.
Did you just create a league?
Yeah, I did.
We got him.
Player.
He's number one. He's going to fuck them all.
Hold on. The next one is a great one.
Who's going for stamina?
World's strongest vagina.
Mm.
What, it rips someone's head off?
I
know.
You
can
like,
lift
weights with vaginas.
Yeah, that's something I did not know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where do you
work out?
What do you do?
Guess we're working out wrong.
Oh, here we go. This should be good. Tatiata, that's her name. Kozevnikova.
Is that Russian?
Gotta be.
Very strong.
Sounds like a vodka.
Born to
lifted 31 pounds with her vagina back in 2009. These
30?
Are all, we're all breaking
I can barely
them.
Fucking yeah. curl that.
31 pounds?
Yeah.
There's what, how
something
do you lift
with like
it?
A string and...
What do you, yeah, but what do you do? You tie like a shoe and
clench?
Then put her on a weight?
Where are they putting this weight?
It's a vagina.
Is she sucking it in?
I don't know. Yeah, exactly.
Is she sucking in this weight and then just holding it, clenching?
Dude, this is.
I've seen a video. I think.
Oh my God.
I've seen another fucked up. I've seen another fucked up video. It was a guy though, pulling a what was it like a car or like a train with his nuts. Or his dick.
Yeah, one of them. Either one is kind of incredible. Most queefs in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Also so specific.
You, the number is going to surprise you.
This can't be real.
Guess a number.
80.
It's 30 seconds.
15.
50.
93.
Wow.
In 30 seconds?
What's the math on that? What's the math on...
That's like a machine gun.
That probably fucked up the mic like crazy, but yeah.
Wait, 90 what? 93?
She's a mother of two.
So she, it's in every queef.
She's a Goodwill.
A queef in every less than 0.33 seconds.
That's lit.
A queef happening every 0.33 seconds. It's a little less than that.
Yeah, it's dope.
So that's, wait, is Zach can do the math with that?
Please get a close up on his fucking eyes. He just starts going. Keith, no one really cares.
Fuck
about
it. No one
the
cares.
Number is 93. Whatever you're trying to figure out.
I think
out,
that's the important.
Don't care.
Yeah, yeah, it's a little less than 0.33 seconds.
World's largest penis.
Mine.
No? Well, I know this. Everyone knows this guy.
Jonah Falcon.
Yeah.
Jonah Falcon.
Amazing name.
His penis flaccid, 8 inches. Bigger than my dick.
Holy shit.
My dick, like, on the best day it's ever had in its entire life. His penis length erect is 13.5 inches.
Wow.
Which is the equivalent like a rule. Of...
He's got, like, a bat.
Like a
it's
leg.
It's a bat.
Yeah, it's a bat.
That's a bat. That's this. Not. That's this right here.
But it's big, dude.
Full-size baseball bat. No, it's like, think of, like, a ruler plus, like... I mean, it's fucking big.
Yeah. Dude, it's scary.
If someone threw
what
a
are you comparing ball, it to my face?
If someone threw a tennis ball at him, he could swing his dick and hit it.
Dude, this is his dick.
Yeah. If someone threw a tennis ball at me and I swung and hit it with my dick, I would get a drug burn on my dick.
My dick would have fell off.
And nothing would happen.
Would have popped off.
He's a grower, too, not even a shower.
He's a shower. He's got an 8-inch flaccid dick.
And it grows.
He's got both. Yeah.
No, but I think that's what... I don't know.
I don't know.
Do showers just... They're full fucking... Full dick?
It's like it's already at its full length and then it's like gets excited and it's like, oh, all
right,
fine.
It just goes right up. There's no
I feel like,
gross.
Yeah.
That's
no,
kind of absurd.
I don't know.
Dude, one time I was in Miami and there was a dude in a Speedo. This guy's dick. Dude, it was like...
You staring at his dick for?
Dude, because it was all over the beach.
You stare.
No, but it's like, I was like, oh, it's a guy.
Dragging in the sand.
It's like, oh, it's a guy in a Speedo. And then he turned around, and it looked like he had a fanny pack on. Because it was like, you took shirts and just jammed them in his Speedo. Dude, I was like, this fucking guy is insane.
Is, I mean, you know, I'd wear a Speedo.
That was probably this guy, honestly.
Yo, to be honest, if you had a dick that big.
Wear a Speedo.
Yeah, you don't even have to.
Oh, I'm wearing a Speedo.
Yeah.
Pants? Thing of the past. World's youngest mother.
It what?
1939, 5-year-old.
What?
Just move on.
How is that fucking possible? She went through puberty?
She gave birth via C-section to a son.
She went through puberty at what,
four? Who the family first thought was a tumor.
Oh.
How did she get pregnant?
Did the baby survive?
How did she get pregnant?
That's so true. 5-year-old.
This one's dark.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't want to
did they like pump her with fucking
scrolls.
Hormones and
it was,
shit?
It was 1939 and it was Peru. So,
all right.
Who knows what the fuck was going on back then?
Benjamin Button?
I'm pretty sure they were still like sacrificing people and
is
shit.
Is that where Benjamin
then.
Button came from?
Longest ejaculation distance. Who's
distance.
Holding these events?
I can.
apparently, a guy named
I don't
Horst.
Even want to say that.
Horst?
His name is Horst.
Horst.
Horst Schultz. Is that Jewish?
Yeah.
Is Schultz a Jew name?
Yeah, very Jewish. It definitely is.
Yeah, it could be.
I'm going to Google him. I want to see his face.
What difference does
I
that make?
I want to see the distance.
They're not, none of these guys are him.
There's no way.
Anyway. Oh, wait, that was him.
Where?
I saw a guy holding a world record plaque.
You know that's fucked up because like you know the people that have to go and like yeah this is a world record like authenticated. He had to see this guy beat
they
off.
Don't know what they're getting
and then
into.
Shoot it across the room.
There's no way you could see the screen, right? Oh man, dude, there's a picture.
Describe
here of this
it
guy.
To us.
I
can see it.
He looks like a series from Unfortunate Events.
So this is the guy.
What's on his ears?
That's hair. He looks like a fucking, like a Dr. Seuss character.
Oh.
Dude.
Wow.
This guy's shooting cum all over the place.
Oh, you sure that's not like a tree, like in the back?
No, that is the guy's hair. Hair.
Is that ear hair?
Keith, when you hold a world record for cumming the furthest, you can do whatever you want with your
hair. I love people who just play the part, though. Like, yeah. He knows.
I could barely hit my thigh.
By the way, he ejaculated 18 feet 9 inches.
18.
How do you track that?
That's longer than like...
That's bigger than a basketball. That's like... Almost...
That's way further than the best feet. Broad jump in the NFL.
He gave a new...
Way further. Like, that is an unbelievable.
Imagine seeing like... that side by side.
Yeah, like, did he give like a...
I'd watch that in slow motion.
He gave a new name to PSI.
Yeah, dude, I would...
Penis per square inch.
I...
Did it, like, legit make a gun sound when this thing flew out?
That's probably...
Yeah, right? It's just like...
Is it like curl? Like, what's the... When they throw in the Olympics, when they like spin around first?
The javelin? No, what is that?
Oh, shot put.
Yeah. I wonder if he does that just to like...
Probably, yeah. Like, yeah! Dude, 18 feet, 9 inches. The only way I can jizz that far is if I'm jerking off on top of the Empire State.
Was he standing or sitting?
And letting the wind take it.
Was he like laying down?
Why do you think I have this information? Was he standing or sitting?
How high did it go?
What do you have for breakfast?
It could have been a windy day. He could have got distance from the wind.
Yeah, wind factor.
It must have been a fucking tornado 18 feet.
Because, you know, you shoot that thing in the air, it could carry.
Oh, God.
So that's how, like, spiders, like, transport from places.
That's it. Those are all the records.
That was it?
Yeah, we're done. We're over here.
We got to add Greg's, so it's 16.
Yeah, can we call, like, who do we call? Is it just Guinness? Guinness Book of World Records?
I don't know. Apparently they have gangbang championships. There's a lot of stuff.
They won't just take my word
for it,
though.
And it was the third annual, which means this kept going. There's two more before this one.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to get in for my story.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I want to be in on the fourth one.
Oh, the gangbang?
What?
Never mind. Anyway, we're going to wrap up here. Guys, where can they find you if they want to contact you?
I don't want them to find me now.
Yeah, after this? Oh, my God.
You can give them all your tips about how to shave your balls and whatnot.
Yeah. Oh, God. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram. It's Keith Santagato. And I have a gaming channel on YouTube.
Yeah.
And that is YouTube/ Keith Santagato.
Cool.
Slit. I just spit everywhere.
Go check that out. You could find me at Greg Dybeck on social media and check out my book, The Art of Living Other People's Lives. I wasn't going to do it, but you're out here.
Bestseller over here.
Selfish.
Also, you guys can check out our other fucking podcast, Other People's Lives, which is very
Other People's Lives at OPL Show on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Furry episode coming up soon.
Oh.
I'm definitely going to have to listen to that one.
Yeah, because...
I thought it was Alvin and the Chipmunks. That was way off.
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Like, you just dress up as, like, Alvin or... I'm joking.
Let's end this before you just start saying more dumb
shit. It's
also
Alvin, not Elvin.
I said Elvin?
Also, if you're watching this, stay tuned because there is a 15-minute segment after this called The Extra Yard. If you guys are listening to this, then you can subscribe to Full Screen. Go to fullscreen.com/basementyard. To access that, we're going to be drinking and actually playing a game that I'm not really excited about.
There may be blood.
There actually
more blood.
That's crazy because there actually might be blood in this thing. I'm
I'll lick
excited.
It up if there is no more.
Oh, God. Anyway, thanks for listening and watching.
I'm
we'll see you next time.
For this.